Blaine Salter joins us now to talk a little freshwater fishing. And Blaine, fortunately for freshwater fishermen, these cold temperatures, it's still tough on the fingers and the toes, but not so near tough on the fish. The fish remain more active than those saltwater species, although they do slow down. What have you got for us this morning as far as some hot spots and some tips to catch them?
Well, I tell you what, finding anyone in South Louisiana that fished this week was tough, but I did run across a few diehards, and you're right about that. If you're a Saccolet man, it's that time of year, and with this cold weather, that Lake Verrette area is still one of the hottest places out there. The Bayou Cherami area, the Boone Canal, back in the canals off of Grassy Lake, they are catching two-man limits like you wouldn't believe. The three folks I talked to down from home in Louisiana all caught limits this week. So that's about the hottest area, being that we're still thawing out. But moving into this full moon phase towards the end of the month, the bite seems to be late. The later in the afternoon is when they turn on. I'm sure they're feeding all night, and thank goodness the weather doesn't affect them. But the Saccolet are turning on. This is the time of year. But I tell you what, we're finally all thawing out here. Hope everybody had a safe week, because it was hard just getting around anywhere in South Louisiana this week.
Yeah, there were a lot of teen temperatures, and that's some rough stuff there. What was the technique or the tactic and bait that they used in that Verrette area, those guys? Did they give you any intel, or were they tight-lipped?
Well, they're usually tight-lipped, but I know how they fish because they're good friends of mine. And it was two unique styles. Tim Hebert and Andre Smith, they're well-known throughout South Louisiana. They used to fish a lot of national tournaments, but they're your live scope guys, and they caught fish in 4 to 6 feet of water. And you can catch them even a foot or two up, because who knows when the real spawn is, but the big males are being caught, and they're big fish, and there were big fish everywhere. Last week I was so excited to give a report, because everyone I talked to were really on fish, all the way from Henderson all throughout South Louisiana. So the wintertime spawn pattern of males moving in is really cranking up now. And with this cooler water, it may reset them again. Who knows when the true spawn is. We've caught them every month of the year full of eggs, but they're catching big males right now from anywhere to 1 to 5 feet of water moving up in the canal. So that lets us know the spawn is not too far off, but smaller jigs, or smaller hair jigs, has been the ticket. I guess with clear skies and, higher pressure after these fronts, they'll be a little tight lips, but they loosen up, from that 3 to 5 p.m. time frame, and you can really catch some fish just about anywhere in that Lake Verrette area. Grand Bayou and also Bayou Corn are going to be some hot spots in the next, couple weeks coming up.
Yeah, we really are getting into prime time and looking forward to it. Blaine, one question before you go. A lot of guys I know, they believe, especially when the fish are up shallow like that, that the fish can actually see the fishermen in the boat, because sometimes you're right on top of them. Do you believe in matching the background with camo, like if it's a cloudy day, wearing gray sweatshirts, or if it's a bluebird day, wearing blue? I know some guys that actually do that. What are your thoughts on the fish spotting people in a boat?
Well, the last trip I made about 3 weeks back when we fished a tournament, I was in a treetop. We could see the top on live scope, and I got my bait unhooked in the tree, shook it around. The fish never moved. Now, when we get into open areas where there's not a lot of structure, when you're fishing where structure's everywhere, say in a canal like Bayou Michel off of Lake Verrette, and there's trees down everywhere, the fish are already in their safe zone. So I find they're a lot more spookier when you're trying to catch, say, roaming fish now, which is a whole different way of fishing back than when we came up. When I came up as a youngster fishing with Dad, I fished a lot with my uncle. He never used a trolling motor. His left hand looked like Popeye because he paddled for so many years, and he didn't want you to make a sound. because he thought it spooks fish. But the heavier cover you're fishing, the fish are already in their safe zone, so you really don't spook them that bad. It's just in those open water schools, you know, especially like in Toledo Bend or all these other areas where live sonar just have fish, you know, spooked out to where even if you drop a bait in, they'll scatter. So it just depends on where you are. That's my theory. Mm. But when they're hungry, they're not going too far. They're going to slam whatever's next to them.
You know, Blaine, you talked about your uncle with that no trolling motor using that paddle. That was an art called sculling. And you would take that paddle, the top of it, and work it against your arm, and your hand would be right above the part of the paddle that branches out instead of the leg of it, and you would dip it down in the water and push it and turn it, and that would control your boat. And that's a lost art. I don't know of anybody that does that anymore with, you know, trolling motors.
I tell you what, it is a lost art.
It certainly is. But you know, it's been amazing that the amount of technology and how fishing techniques have changed over the past five decades. There's so many things different. What do you think he'd think now about a live scope, huh? A guy that wouldn't use a trolling motor.
Oh, my goodness. I have to answer this question all the time when somebody asks, Blaine, you fish live scope? I was like, ugh. I don't know why you would not fish with it just because of the information you instantly get, you know. So the old schoolers put their time in, and, you know, it took a four to seven year degree on how to fish Sackalay. Well, now with a little training, in a year you can become, you know, you can find fish or you can eliminate fish in dead water. So that's the value in it. So I see both sides. But, oh, my goodness, my dad would be turning over in his grave right now if he was in his favorite spot.
I'd love to hear what he'd have to say about a live scope. Blaine, thanks so much for the report. Thanks for the report, buddy. We'll catch up with you next time, and I hope you have another good one for us.
Yes, sir. Y'all stay safe.
Keep your hands warm. All right, that's Blaine Salter, a freshwater fishing reporter.